You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
I do, Matt Bain from TLA. Matt, there's been a couple of deals in train off late. One of them sending Paddy Dow to St Kilda. Tell us about how that one unfolded over recent days and probably a week.
Well, it's a tough one, especially when you're doing it with four different clubs, so or mixing it all together. So more so making sure that everyone got the picks they wanted and, got the place where they want to go as well.
How did Paddy settle on St Kilda? Because there was some interest as well from Sydney in the end. How did he come to that decision?
Well, I think obviously Soss took him at the start, so it really rates him, and so did Ross. So it was probably more the midfield minutes he'd be able to get and the opportunity for it. So I think at the end of the day, he wants to go somewhere and hopefully play consistent footy. So I think a fresh start would be good for him.
Nick Caulfield's not directly managed by you, but a part of the TLA family as well. He was part of that transaction. He goes to the Bulldogs. He must be pretty keen for that opportunity too.
Yeah, well, Rama looks after him. But I think, again, another fresh start for someone who's been in an environment for a little while. So hopefully, goes to the Dogs and gets a good clean shot at it.
How many phone calls as part of that four-way deal, which we called the pseudo-mega deal?
Oh, it was probably a lot. I didn't think the Dowie deal would be that hard. But, dealing with different personalities amongst it all with Soss and Adrian and Sam Powell was good too, so but plenty. Yeah, probably more than I thought was going to be.
Late last week, Jade Gresham became a Bomber when he announced his intention to head there and St Kilda didn't match that compensation for him. Tell us about his decision to head to Essendon.
Pretty tough one. So, a new club and a fresh opportunity and a start for him. He hasn't had a pre-season for 5 or 6 years. So I think, he's looking forward to getting to a big Melbourne club and playing in front of some big crowds. So I think it's exciting for him and a good fresh start.
He met with a couple of clubs. How did he settle on the Bombers and what was their sell from a Brad Scott point of view and position? How do they sort of see him in 2024 and beyond?
Yeah, I think it's probably more that high half forward role, spitting into the midfield a little bit. So he likes getting his hands on the footy 4 or 5 minutes a quarter. So I think that combined with obviously playing in front of big crowds, and I think he just really needed a fresh start. So he loved his time at the Saints, and especially Ross. Ross was unbelievable for him. But I think that, again, that fresh start's going to be something good for him and hopefully see him play some exciting footy.
Anything else for you?
Hopefully not.
That means something.
No, I'm done, mate. I'm done. It's good. It's actually nice walking in here without the stress from years gone by. So it's good.
Thanks for joining us, Matt. Back to you, Damo.